vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information, anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local. Good to have you with us. I'm going to give you a quick traffic report. Only because I can. A couple of accidents up on the 215. Just thought you'd want, as you're getting off, heading towards the strip. So, anyway, but now you know. Good to have you with us. Thanks to Gentleman Jim Dallas for filling in. Thanks to Pat Casal for filling in as I was in Kansas City. I was in the barbecue capital of the free world. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, not to make your day go sour, but anyways, I just found out that our Biden regime is now blocking monoclonal antibody treatments for the states of Florida and Texas.
I guarantee you, I can promise you, the courts will intervene.
But people are dying in the meantime.
I know.
And another thing is, we do have a vaccine that's a true vaccine that's out there right now. It's being used in Indonesia and the Philippines, and also in the European Union. It's going to be distributed next month. It's called Novavax. 90% effective against any SARS-CoV. And I guarantee you, our government in the United States will not allow it in. So we need to get on to this regime, get this Novavax approved, reapprove ivermectin, reapprove hydrochloroquine, reapprove budesonide, and ask why they are stopping all the initial treatments that would stop people from getting this COVID. What are they doing? Is it genocide?
Good point. Brady, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. More coming up as we continue. Stay right where you are. Don't touch that dial on AM 670 KMZQ.
World famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Hall of Fame football coach and broadcasting icon John Madden has passed away at the age of 85. Madden was the head coach of the Oakland Raiders for 10 years. He led the franchise to a Super Bowl title following the 1976 season. He then moved into broadcasting, where he covered 11 Super Bowls for all four major TV networks over 30 years. Bob Costas on the legacy that Madden leaves.
He affected everything. The way games were produced, the way they were directed, and the way other broadcasters, play-by-play men and analysts both, prepared. It was not standard procedure until John came along to have a scheduled meeting with the head coach and with maybe the quarterback and several other key players the day before the game. It was sort of just catch as catch can. And John said no.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You need to shop Kohl's right now. I mean, they have so many deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under $20 and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping and got it all in less than an hour with free store pickup. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select styles ends December 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Mr. Clean. So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life.
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser,
greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:32, check out the traffic cams. A little bit of left shoulder activity there on the exit ramp. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara. Also, those lane restrictions continue on the 515 both directions. Between Main Street and Eastern, there's only two lanes available through there until that construction project is done, and they're not scheduled to end that well into 2022. So that's going to be that way for a while. You're pretty much touch and go there on the 95 as you head towards the Spaghetti Bowl eastbound at Valley View. And some minor delays at Charleston Boulevard. That's at the 95 interchange. The traffic light's not working. Use it as a four-way stop.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Steve Sansom around. He's a veteran, and he's the president of Veterans in Politics International, and he is one heck of a guy. Steve Sansom, how are you doing, my friend?
Hey, thank you for having me on the program, Kevin. Good to see you back.
Hey, it's always good to be back. Steve, first of all, for those that don't know, Veterans in Politics International, what is it and what does it do?
Well, Veterans in Politics International is a nonprofit. It's a 501c4, and what we do, we champion legislations for veterans' rights. We expose political corruption, and we educate the public on candidates running for elected seats. And we also created Veterans in Politics Foundation, which is a 501c3. And that one goes and court observes and fundraises and all that good stuff.
I want to ask you, because you've been very active in the judicial ranks and pointed out areas of our judicial branch of government that need fixing. Can you go through the just a little bit of that as far as what your role, your organization's role is relative to the bench?
Well, in 2015, a lot of our members asked Veterans in Politics to get involved in the family court system. So we started, well, I started to walk into the courtrooms to see how things were, and people were telling me that it was like night and day. When I walked to the courtroom, the judges were more pleasant and followed the law, and the second I leave, they're back to normal again. So I decided to go ahead and watch motions and look at videos and read motions, and then I started to see that a lot of these judges in family court, they really, really use their discretion and throw away the law. They violate federal law. They violate state law. They violate their own code of ethics. So we started to get really involved. That's when we created Veterans in Politics Foundation. We're the only organization in the state of Nevada that actually court observes. So we walk into the courtroom, we court observe, we take notes, and we report it back to the citizenry. And then we tell people what judges do what, and so they can have a great idea and understanding what's going on. So that's how we got involved in that. And we've been working on that since 2016. And they try to shut us up. We had attorneys sue us for defamation, and we won 5 different lawsuits. So I don't know why they're hiding the corruption that's going on in the family court system. There's a lot of bad judges that are sitting on the bench, and we have different laws that we like to put in place that would try to remedy that issue and get rid of a lot of these corrupt judges that's sitting on the bench that's judging us.
I'm curious. Obviously, a lot of judges probably don't like what you're doing. Are there any judges that have ever come to you and said, you know, I'm glad you're policing this because somebody has to?
Several. In different departments, not necessarily family court, in the justice of the court system, in the district court civil criminal bench, in the municipal bench. There's a lot of judges that will come to us and say, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, or they go through a third-party entity and pass the message on to me because they don't want to do it directly, and they say, keep doing what you're doing, because family court has a long way to go before it gets fixing.
And one of the things that I think you folks do better than anybody is throw a party. You guys know how to throw a party. What do you have coming up?
Well, every 2 years we do our Valentine's Day ball and gala, and we have done it twice up in Mount Charleston Resort. We have done it twice at the Plaza, and we have done it once at the that Boulder Station. We do it every other year, so it's a biennial. This is our 6th biennial Valentine's Day ball and gala, which is a fundraiser, and we use that money to help support veterans, and we use that money to help support litigants that are going through the family court system. And we have a master ceremony, we have guest speakers, we have raffle, we have dancing, we have cocktail hour. We invite everybody from all walks of life. It doesn't matter if you're a veteran, a non-veteran. It doesn't matter if you're rich, if you're poor. We invite everybody. If you're a politician or a non-politician, we want everybody to come and enjoy the festivities and just you know, think of ways to better Nevada. And that's basically our goal, to better Nevada, to fundraise and get some of these funds to help veterans and help litigants in the family court system.
Again, Steve Sanson joining us, the president of Veterans in Politics International. And I've got to ask you, because I honestly believe that we have betrayed a trust in many ways to our veterans, that they have agreed to serve honorably. And the deal is that if you do that, we'll take care of you after you're done with your service. The problem is we don't. The VA, their problems are legend. Can you talk a little bit about where we're falling down on the job, the agreement that we have between veterans and the population, and that so many times we just fail to come through on our end of the bargain?
Well, you know, the population take not everybody. There's a lot of good civilians out there like yourself, Kevin. The population It just overlooks veterans. It just feels like more of an entitlement that that's what they're supposed to do, basically, and overlook their sacrifice. For example, communication is key. Now we have a lot of veterans that are on CPAP machine, which is the breathing apparatus that helps you sleep and helps you to breathe while you sleep. Well, apparently this Philips CPAP machine is, some of the machines are causing cancer amongst veterans, but yet nobody's talking about it. The Veteran Administration didn't call a press release to notify veterans that these CPAP machines are not working, that are causing cancer. Philips is not doing their due diligence in reaching out to veterans. In fact, Philips told me they don't even know who the veterans are. The VA knows who the veterans are that have these CPAP machines that are causing cancer. And it's on a waiting list for another year before anybody could be able to get these CPAP machines. So that's a huge, huge, huge communication gap between the Veteran Administration and the veterans and the public at large. That's one example.
Let me just see if we can dig down on this. What is it you want to do? You want to take these CPAPs off the market? You want to keep them off the market for veterans or what?
No, what happened, Kevin, there is a monopoly. Philips is the only manufacturer of CPAP machines that the VA uses. There is another manufacturer out there, but they don't even use them. So Philips has a monopoly on these CPAP machines as far as the VA is concerned. And what it's doing is it's not allowing another company to come in with their CPAP machine and say, okay, you know, while we're waiting for Philips to make these CPAP machines and to change them out because of the recall, here, we offer our CPAP machine in replacement of that. But they're not doing that.
What do you want to happen then? You want them off the market, I'm assuming.
Well, what we want to happen is the VA to allow another manufacturer with their CPAP machine, so veterans can use their machines as well, and the VA to have a press release and contact and to notify all these veterans that these CPAP machines are not working, that is causing cancer. They're not doing that. They're keeping everything hush hush. And that causes, you know, loss of lives and ailments.
I know there are folks that would love to know more. I know there are veterans that would probably like to know a lot more about what you folks are up to. How can people catch up to you? How can they find out more about the Valentine's Day Gala?
Well, the Valentine's Day Gala is on Eventbrite. It's also on veteransinpolitics.org. And we encourage anybody and everybody to get a ticket. Tickets are $250 per person, $500 for a couple, $2,000 for a table of eight. And if they can't make it, to donate their tickets to a veteran, it's going to be at the South Point Hotel and Casino on February 19th, which is a Saturday. Cocktail hours from 5 to 6, dinners from 6 until. We have dancing, raffle, a good time. Michael Gunn is gracious. He's the owner of South Point. He's gracious enough to donate the ballroom to Veterans in Politics. But we have to, you know, we have to pay for everything else, which is the food, the decoration, the DJ, the photographer, blah, blah, blah. So, and Andre Agassi, he donated two tickets for veterans to show up. And, you know, and I got to thank my ball chairman, Robert Madoff. He has done an outstanding job 2 years ago, and he's doing an outstanding job this year into getting people involved and getting tickets sold. And we're trying to fill up the ballroom. The ballroom holds about 120 people. And, you know, first come, first serve. And we're just trying to sell tickets and have a really, really good time at this thing.
Robert is a great guy. I've worked with him before, and he is amazing. Steve, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. Best of luck with the gala. And keep in touch, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. As always, thank you so much for your inspiration and for you coming on the radio and informing folks. We need more people out there like you, just informing folks to let them know what's going on.
Steve, thanks so much, man. Steve Sanson, president of Veterans in Politics International. And they provide a service to veterans that is Wonderful. Stay where you are. Coming up top of the hour. Top of the hour. Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas will join us. And we'll also be zeroing in on the life and times of, I guess, a political icon. You may love him. You may have hated him. But it's you know, I've been thinking about this whole Harry Reid thing for like the last 12 hours. And basically, I'm kind of torn. I know he's had a profound effect on our community. Not all of it is good. But he also has that legacy that has created a huge conservative advantage in the in the United States Senate. Or, I'm sorry, in the Supreme Court, excuse me, via his time in the Senate. We'll talk about that at length a little bit later on. We'll let you hear in his own words his view of what his role has been in the United States Senate. 30 years. Wow. Unbelievable. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Learner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Ever wonder what gives me a winning edge? A quick pit stop to check your tires can go a long way. Whether you're driving on the track or just on the road, properly maintained tires handle better in all weather conditions and provide you with the safe stopping power. Do a safety check on your tread depth at home or go online and book a tire inspection appointment.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Passing of a political icon, Harry Reid, and I still, though, every time I think of Harry Reid, and again, 30 years in the Senate, a healthy career in the House of Representatives, but as far as politics here in the Valley, in the state of Nevada, I think he has had a profound impact on it over the years. Some of it evident, some of it maybe behind the scenes, but it was one of those things where you felt his presence, and the fact is that he did all of this, and he made the Democrat he took this he took this state and made it a blue state. He and a lot of his friends, but he was an incredibly powerful guy, and even the people who worked on the other side of the fence, so to speak, will tell you he was incredibly effective. And he, but then in the end, you still go back to the Supreme Court. Yeah, and gentleman Jim talked about that at length. That this is going to set up the Republican Party and conservatives on the Supreme Court to the point where they're now having to talk about packing the courts and expanding the courts. That's the kind of trouble that he got the Democrat Party in. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now, we become aware of his intend to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy,